Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. The actress who said the worst advice she ever got is Winona Ryder. Her manager said, whatever you do, don't take the movie Heathers. It's too dark, back in the 80s. But it really made her, I think. I mean, it was a dark movie. But it was really good. It was about like teen
deaths in high school.
Yeah.
High school students, lots of high school students and murder.
Yeah. But I was in high school and my friends and I, we were like, this is a really different movie that we liked. We really, I only saw it a couple of times, but I really enjoyed it.
I'll tell you though, I don't necessarily blame the agent.
Yeah. Could have gone the other direction.
It could have gone the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would probably tell any of your new young actors or actresses, like, I don't know, that's a really dark role to take this early on.
Yeah.
So I don't really think, I don't hate the agent in this case for that.
That's a fair point. Do we know what Winona Ryder's career was up to that point? Because I can't recall.
That's the first I'd ever seen her. You know, and I thought she was gorgeous and young. And I mean, my friend and I were just like, dang, who is this? We thought she was so sexy. Now, I was exactly her age, so I was like, I am totally into her. Plus, it was the first time Christian Slater was ever seen. That was like his breakout that I knew. I didn't know either actor and liked the movie quite a bit. But I think you're right, Biggie. I think you could look at it and go, this could go a terrible direction.
I mean, look at the script. I mean, it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a dark comedy, but very dark.
Yeah. Right. And that was, I think, not as often done then, you know?
No, I mean, look at the high school movies at the time.
Right.
It was virginity, high school, you know, sports stars.
That's right.
And girls dressing as boys.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're not an established actor.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know, I'm sure there's plenty of agents who could come forward and say, I told them, you know, not to do this. They didn't. They didn't. You know, they still did
probably.
It. And where are they? Who are they? They're gone.
That was a name I did not know until she was in Heathers. But she said it made my career. That's Beetlejuice is what she was promoting when she said this. Now, of course, that, as predicted, was the biggest movie ever opening in September. It was unbelievable. Biggie and I totally had that.
We did some checking here at ABC News, and that's actually incorrect. We're not getting any reports of you saying Beetlejuice would be a runaway hit.
We reached out to Chris Dem, who was also on the show, and he said, in fact, they both said.
Yeah, Fandango. Biggie predicted 40 mil, maybe. Kelly said death. Box office death. What, are we fact checking the show now?
What are we doing? In real time? Uh-huh. When did this happen? When did this start happening? That's not right. Why are we fact checking this thing? Beetlejuice has become the runaway number one Halloween costume as well.
I'm not surprised.
Beetlejuice and then Ray Gun,
the Australian Breaker.
The Australian Breaker have become the biggest Halloween costume so far. She's gone crazy. I know in Australia they already said that was going to be the number one Halloween costume, that green uniform she wore.
Yeah.
The others are, it'd be interesting to see if you would get these. Beetlejuice, by far and away, as far as movies go, number one Halloween costume so far. Ghostbusters, number two. Is that, they had a resurgence? Well,
they had a new, they're always popular.
Mm-hmm.
They did just have the new movie come out, I think, sometime this year.
Yeah.
But frankly, it didn't do so great at the box office. But I think at this point, it's just such a classic outfit. And people really, you know, now they go out and really build the proton packs and do it right.
I mean, the jumpsuit's one thing, but Biggie's right. A lot of people add the props.
I was a Ghostbuster a couple times when I was a kid because, I mean, I loved it.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's in Stranger Things. They dressed as Ghostbusters. Yeah. It's set in the 80s, and they dressed as Ghostbusters. And one of the kids is black, and they were like, well, obviously you have to be the
You're Ernie Hudson.
Yeah. And he's like, why can't I be Bill Murray? And they were like,
come on.
I mean, you could.
He's like, because I'm black, I got to be Ernie Hudson. I don't want to be Ernie Hudson. I want to be Bill Murray. Point of contention there on the show. Deadpool and Wolverine, big Halloween.
Oh, yeah, you can imagine.
Now, those costumes are more, I mean, they have the cheap, like you can buy, you know, in a plastic bag type at the party places. But if you really want to do it right, and some people do.
Yeah.
Do it. I mean, they go all out.
Characters from Inside Out 2. That's another big hit movie for Disney. You'd be one of the emotions from Inside Out, too. And then a movie Biggie hated last year, but I guess it's got a real following now, Terrifier. You saw Terrifier 2 last year for your Halloween movie.
Still one of the grossest things I've ever put my eyes on.
It's a clown, right?
Oh, it's a clown movie?
Yeah. Art the Clown, I believe. Yeah.
Art the Clown is a
giant.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an evil-looking clown or a happy clown-looking?
Oh, it's terrifying.
Okay. Terrifier. And that's the one that people were walking out of and vomiting. Mm-hmm. Because they found it so frightening.
There's a new one coming this year. I mean, we're going to get up to Terrifier 15.
Just churn those out. It's a little like
cheap. They're cheap to make.
Mm-hmm. Saw used to come out almost every year with a new. So Terrifier's out. From TV shows, these are hot Halloween costumes. Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, because I guess there's a documentary or a movie about the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
There was a documentary, and that was a big hit there and trending for a while. Yeah,
not everybody can pull that look off.
No.
I mean, that is that's a statement costume.
Well, if you can pull it off now, that'd be something right there, wouldn't it? You're right. More power to, because we watched a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader expose probably 20 years ago. And remember, the person in charge of the Cowboy cheerleaders said, honey, you're belly fat. You're not going to get in here. It was like tryouts for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. And the woman said, sweetheart, you need
to lose the weight in your stomach.
Yeah. That's exactly what she said.
That was a big hit back then.
Yeah. I think, because Biggie's right, there was another series, I guess, this summer, spring, and I can't remember who showed that about the cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. The same women are in charge.
Is it the same people?
The same coaches.
Yeah.
You know, they're former members of the team from, I don't know, 70s or 80s.
Yeah. I believe that
and
was.
And now they're running the team.
We may have.
Netflix.
It is. It was a Netflix thing.
Yeah.
We may have a clip here.
And on the last six kicks, I was like, I can't make it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to throw up.
It almost becomes comical because there are some that just haven't looked at our uniform closely or haven't looked in the mirror closely.
Is that her crack?
No.
It's a tattoo.
So they look them over really closely to see.
Is that butt crack? No, it's a tattoo.
That's right. So they don't know.
You're excused, sweetheart.
Exactly. So that has made the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders a big Halloween costume. On the TV side also, and we saw this the last couple of years, Wednesday Addams is a huge one. As far as real people go, Ray Gunn is the number one real person for Halloween costumes. We were ahead of the trend on this, Biggie. Taylor and Travis.
That's right. That was us last.
We did that last year.
Yeah, one of our best.
Right. Taylor and Travis.
Biggie was Taylor.
Mm-hmm. You were Taylor. I was Travis.
You were Travis.
I still have the jersey, so we could reprise that. But I think...
Yeah, last year was such a stunning success.
We can't rekindle that, man. We can't reclaim that magic. It's too much. We were so successful with that. Uh-huh. When we came walking out as Taylor and Travis, jaws dropped, heads turned. It was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? We'll do something in our trunk or treat this year.
Oh, really? In the works? Are you in the discussions?
We're not.
Nope.
We at ABC News just fact is
there have not been any discussions.
We went behind
this is the first they're thinking about it. In fact, if I could go inside their head, there's a thought bubble that goes, oh, crap, that is coming up. How can I get out of it? And if I do have to go, what will I wear?
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, Biggie may be jetting out of town.
It's possible. We may not even be around for the Trunk or Treat event this year. But last year, we pulled off Taylor and Travis beautifully. The presidential candidates are also big.
Oh, yeah.
Usually in an election year, that happens. And then JoJo Siwa.
Oh, yes.
I don't know this story.
She's had it quite a year.
Okay. What is JoJo Siwa?
A grown-up Disney kid?
Yes. She was I don't know. I can't remember if she was. She was a pop princess, basically. Young. Mm-hmm. When I say young, I mean like little, did songs for little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she did. Late last year, early this year, came out as a gay woman.
All right.
And she's had quite a year trending in different viral videos of basically trying to make herself, she's anointed herself like the new gay pop star.
Okay.
And she's done a ton of cringeworthy interviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like she has tried to just be as outrageous as she can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
As an out gay
saying,
woman.
This is me now.
Yeah, right.
And she put a song out that did... The video, her outfit in the video is over the top, ridiculous.
That'll probably be the
That's
outfit.
What it is, yeah. And then she even wore the outfit to like some red carpet events.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just trended because she has, it's the kids would say, it's been a cringeworthy year for her.
There you have it. Yeah. All right, that's those are the real people. Though.
Here's a little fun debate about Halloween.
Yeah.
Kelly, you may have been in the meeting yesterday when this happened. Biggie, you were in your studio here. But we have a friend who has a son maybe approaching his final years of trick-or-treating.
Okay.
And they're kind of having an internal debate within the family about what the boy will wear.
Mm-hmm.
Mom wants him to dress up as John McEnroe, the tennis legend from the 1970s and 80s. You know, he had the kind of big, curly, mm-hmm. poofy hair.
Headband.
Headband is easy to throw on mm-hmm. and, you know,
tennis
racket, short tennis shorts.
That's a good costume, I think.
It's a good costume.
Yeah.
And he apparently at the moment would prefer to be Ice Spice.
Oh, okay.
The hip-hop star?
Okay. Yes.
All right. So a different...
And starry spokesperson.
Okay. So
I don't know. There's not a lot of middle ground.
No, I'd say.
Wow.
You think he'll win out? Does he get the...
final vote?
The final vote? I mean, it's his costume. But
it is, but I think she tends to make it. The mom tends to make the costumes.
Oh, well, in that case, then.
So I don't know how this is going
to
fall.
Well, when they get to that age, they start... Believe me. Kids ruin everything. They start mm-hmm. thinking for themselves... And thinking on their own, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay.
Now, Kelly, your daughter is 16. Is she out of the game?
She's out of the game. She did not.
Will she go to a party?
Possible. She trick-or-treated up to like maybe 13, 14, and that was it. Yeah, she didn't do it last year. She gave out the candy last year. But we have so few trick-or-treaters now. Mm. We used to have a ton. Right.
You're tucked away. Mm-hmm. Now, your son's school has big parties, right?
Well, Halloween is a legendary night at his school. That's true.
What I've heard.
Halloween is like the night at his college. And I just hope
he's not a pirate water.
We hope he's responsible. Yeah, there's pirate water down there now. That's exactly right. I just hope he's responsible. And I'll certainly have a discussion with him about being responsible on Halloween mm-hmm. night. You have to. You know?
I can't hear you over the noise. I'm at a party.
I will
be responsible. What?
Be responsible is what I will say. Absolutely. And of course, we love having trick-or-treaters. I opened my doors to them. I was just mm-hmm. so surprised that we didn't get as many the last couple of years. Yeah. That's, you know, not at all the reason that we bought where we bought. It wasn't like we wanted to be away from people. No. Okay.
We just are
away from people.
It just happens to be that
we're down in a little valley.
The bottom of a cul-de-sac across from a pond.
Sometimes hard to get to us.
Oh, good. The poors can't even drive to us.